You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Ferrat.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Well, it's time to get digging in the dirt again, to head back to the farmers markets and just enjoy the color green. Well, our next guest is with us to celebrate the return of one of spring's first vegetables, asparagus.
On Food Friday, Ian Knauer joins us once a month. He's back today. He's the host of a PBS series called The Farm and author of the cookbook by the same name. Ian grows his own food on his family land in Pennsylvania. Ian, welcome back.
Hi, guys. Thanks for having me.
Well, as we mentioned, Ian, one of the first veggies that I get excited about anyway is the asparagus. Do you grow that on your farm, and is it popping up yet?
We do, and it's just starting to pop its tips out of the soil. Actually, asparagus is one of those vegetables that will come back year after year after year. So some of the asparagus that is growing on my family's farm was planted there by my grandfather some 30 years ago, and it's still barely holding on and gives us some asparagus from him every year.
Oh, do you still eat it? Does it still taste as good as the newer stuff you plant?
It tastes just like asparagus.
And that's a good thing. Well, how exciting is it as a farmer to see the spring growing season begin again?
Oh, especially after this winter.
I mean,
I feel like it was such a doozy everywhere in this country. We were just waiting and waiting and waiting for anything green to pop up. And the last couple of days, at least here on the East Coast, I can't speak for you guys, have been just exquisitely beautiful. It's such a welcome change.
Oh, here too. Well, with the asparagus, I'll eat it year-round. I'll eat the stuff trucked in from the southern hemisphere because I really like my asparagus. But it does get better. How can we judge asparagus? What makes it the perfect ripeness, if we describe ripeness for asparagus?
The real key to finding the freshest asparagus is how snappy it is, how easily and crisp it is when you break it in half, or when you take a bite out of it, too. You can really taste the difference texturally between stuff that is grown in season and stuff that is grown somewhere else in the world and then shipped in. So that's the best way to do it. Take a bite out of it, and it's super crispy and crunchy and watery, then you'll know that it's local and it's fresh.
Sometimes I have a very slight issue with asparagus in that I hate it when I get the part of the stalk that just is like chewing cardboard. And I never know, like, when I'm cooking it, because my family loves asparagus, how to make sure you don't end up serving people that part. And generally, I chop it so close to the tip that that's all I'm serving. I have a feeling I'm wasting a lot. Is there a rule for how to be, you know, sure that you're getting the good stuff?
Yeah, there are a couple tricks. One is that asparagus are like snowflakes. Each one is a little different. So if you cut them all the same length, some will be trimmed the proper length, and others will be still a little too long, and you'll have some of that woody bottom on the end of the stalk. So instead of just cutting them all off and locking them off with a knife, you want to take it in your fingertips, each hand on each side of the stalk of asparagus, and then add some pressure, pointing it away from you so that it snaps, and it'll know where to snap. The asparagus will know where it needs to snap so that you're left with only the tender parts instead of the woody parts.
Okay, so now, trust the wisdom of the asparagus.
Exactly, yeah. The asparagus is smarter than you are. So
Wait, what?
The other trick is to do what the French do. They peel the bottom of the stalk with a vegetable peeler. Now, that's sort of a pain, but I do have to say that if you want a perfectly evenly crisp or tender stalk of asparagus, it is the way to go. It's also quite pretty when you peel the bottoms.
So we've found our perfectly fresh asparagus. We've snapped it or peeled it appropriately. What do you like to do to prepare it, Ian?
Well, asparagus is one of those vegetables where I think most of us just have it steamed all the time because it's easy, and it's also great that way. But I actually love it any way that I can imagine. So I love to puree it. I love to slice it sort of paper thin and eat it raw. That makes a really great salad. You can also use a vegetable peeler to make long shavings with it, long ribbons with it, raw ribbons. Or I like it pureed into soups. I love it roasted. So pretty much any way that I can think of to eat it is how I'm going to eat it.
Can you give us a simple recipe? If you're going to do an asparagus soup, how would you approach that?
Mm-hmm. So I would start out by cooking some aromatics, maybe some clove of garlic or some leeks would be great, or a shallot, in just a little bit of butter or olive oil if you prefer that. Not until it's brown, but until it's translucent. Then you want to add some sort of light chicken stock, or you could even use vegetable stock or water if you want to, and add your asparagus to that stock and boil it until it's very tender. Now, for a soup, you can go beyond cooking like you would if you were just going to steam it, for instance, where you might want it crisp tender. So you want to go until it's still bright green but is pretty mushy, and then you just blend it all up. You can finish it with a little cream or a little crème fraîche if you want a richer soup, or you can just keep it simple and let that asparagus shine through.
Mm. Are there any spices that go particularly well? I usually just do kosher salt and pepper when I do it in my cast iron skillet. Anything else that goes really well with asparagus in the herbs and spices family?
I do really like nutmeg with it. That's sort of a classic pairing, and not too much. You don't want to go too heavy on the nutmeg, but just a pinch at the end, like if you're making that soup, for instance, gives it sort of a sophisticated air to it.
What about cinnamon?
No.
Cinnamon is, you know, I've never tried cinnamon with asparagus, but it might not be a bad idea if you pair it with some other warm spices like cumin or coriander. Throw all those in there, just a little bit, a pinch of each, and you might end up with something that's sort of Moroccan-inspired.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. I'm just trying to make Rob feel bad. He's allergic to
cinnamon. Yeah. She just doesn't want to share. Can you
Let's
believe
just
it?
Put it in everything.
I do like it, yeah. So what else are you, cooking with besides asparagus? Is there anything that's up enough that you can actually be eating it yet?
Yes. Around here, we are eating ramps starting today. Today is the first day that I've found some ramps that are big enough to pick and eat. And that's always a treat in the spring. I love ramps. They're sort of like funky, wild leeks. They've got a lot more flavor than garlic or leeks, and they're sort of a combination of the two. So I love them. All the chefs I know around here love them, and we all eagerly await the first time that we cook ramps.
You can't cultivate ramps, right? Is it something you have to forage for?
Ah, so this is a great myth. I'm so glad that you brought that up, because this is what foragers say, that no, you can't cultivate ramps, and therefore the prices at the market are incredibly high. In the green market in New York, there's something like $20 a pound, which is shocking for garlic. But you can actually cultivate them if you have the right environment. So when you buy ramps, there's a little nub on the bottom where the roots are. That's a nodule that actually acts as a rhizome. So if you cut that off and plant that, it has a pretty good chance of sprouting some more ramps a couple years down the road.
Huh.
Now, the atmosphere that you want is near a creek or some gently running water, but not in it. So watercress likes to be in the running water. Ramps like to be just on the edge. They like a good dose of water every month or so if we get a heavy rain, but they don't like to live in it all the time.
So we can break the monopoly of Big Ramp and grow our own.
That's right. Stick it to the man.
Well, Ian, thanks so much for coming on. It was always fun to talk with you.
Oh, I had a great time. Happy spring.
Happy spring to you, too. Well, that was Ian Knauer, host of the PBS series The Farm and the author of the cookbook by the same name. I'm pretty sure he told me that asparagus is smarter than I am.
Yeah, I got that impression. I kind of believe it. I'm going to try that snapping thing, because I usually just go with the knife and lop it all at the same spot. And then you're right, Veronica, you get that chewy bit
right
at the end of like a third of them
the
or
dregs.
So. Yeah, and the kids like spit it out. And yeah. So yeah, a great tip. Thanks to Ian Knauer for that. Hey, coming up Monday here on Central Time, new guidelines say we are still not eating enough fruits and vegetables, a reason to get that asparagus going. We'll find out why it may be time to up our servings.
And a new Conservation Congress vote is coming up. We'll tell you what's on the table, including a proposal to hunt swans.
And CBS News travel writer Peter Greenberg shares his love of roaming and exploring. It'll be a lot of fun. He's a good interview. He has a lot of fun on the radio. He'll have some advice for our summer travel as well.
That's all coming up tomorrow on Central Time.